This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden says the U.S. will begin airdropping humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
The president announced the long-considered move on Friday after at least 115 Palestinians were killed and more than 750 others were injured, according to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry on Thursday, when witnesses said nearby Israeli troops opened fire as huge crowds raced to pull goods off an aid convoy. Israel said many of the dead were trampled in a stampede linked to the chaos and that its troops fired at some in the crowd who they believed moved toward them in a threatening way. Biden made the announcement while hosting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni at the White House. Dozens gathered outside the Egyptian embassy in Beirut on Friday to express solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and call for Egypt to permanently open the Rafah border. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The protesters chanted slogans that criticized Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Seal Davos was among the protesters at the rally.
We're here to protest the occupation, genocide, Palestine, Gaza. It's been going on for 5 months. Specifically, we're protesting Egypt's complicity in the genocide. So showing solidarity with Palestine from Lebanon.
Egypt has long restricted the flow of Gaza Palestinians onto its territory, even during the most brutal conflicts. Currently, humanitarian aid, in coordination with Israel, enters the Gaza Strip through Rafah, and some patients needing medical treatment leave the besieged enclave using the crossing point located on the border with Egypt. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day,